seems to be brought in the Achronim, Kavayosher, maybe others, the Inyan on Tainus Esther of reciting the tefillah that it seems was miyuchas to Esther when she went into Achashverosh, Keli, Keli, Lomo Azavtoni, which is Kapitel Chof Beis, Lamnatzeach Alayeles HaShachar Mizmor LeDovid, Keli, Keli, Lomo Azavtoni, Rochoik Mishuosi Divrei Shagosi. She's being mispallel that she should be saved and Klal Yisrael should be saved in this great sorrow that they face. And she's on her way to act on behalf of Klal Yisrael. It's supposed to be I think the Lashon that it says over there is that the person should recite this and invoke the Schus of Mordechai ve'Esther, I think it says such a Lashon, and be mevakish the issues, the requests, the tzoros, whatever that a person has. And something that's very, very worthwhile endeavor to do today. So there's a medrash, the Yalkut brings it, and on the posuk Keli Keli Lomo Azavtoni. Esther's going in to Achashverosh and she's feeling very alone. She's feeling as if Keilu, that the Shechina has left her. And that's the posuk finishes, Rochuk Mishuosi Divrei Shagosi. They're distant from my Yeshua, the words of my screaming out. I feel that my tefillos are not being accepted. I feel a distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elokai ekro yoimo v'lo isane v'layla v'lo dumioli. She's calling out and she doesn't seem to feel that she's being responded to. So the Medrash says, Omar Rabbi Levi, Kiven she igia Esther lebeis hatzlomim nistalko himeno shechina. When she reached, I guess on her way to Achashverosh, the house of all the idols, all the Beis HaTzlomim, so the Shechina left her. That's the way she felt, that the Shechina was no longer with her. V'omra, Keli, Keli, Loma Azavtoni. She says, she calls out to Hashem, Keli, Keli, why have you forsaken me? Why did you leave me alone? You know, especially at this moment. Like she's going in now on behalf of Klal Yisrael. She needs this Siyata Dishmaya more than anything else. She needs that sense of closeness with Hashem. She needs that sense of reliance and bitochen in Hashem. And she feels that Nistalko HaShechina. Shechina Bechlal is often referred to, the Sipurnu in a few places says that when the presence of the Shechina is connected to the Hashgocha Protis, that we feel that the Shechina is with us and there's special Hashgocha. And she felt like bereft of that. So she says as follows: Shema atodon al shege kemezid val oines kerotzin. Says maybe because you're judging me on shege kemezid. I assume that means that we made a decision that this is what she has to do, and maybe we made a mistake. Maybe it's a mistake in halacha. So then, even though it's a shege, because if we made a mistake, it was a mistake in halacha, and Mordechai told her, and this it was kipaskin that she should go to Achashverosh. Wasn't such a poshut issue. But it was decided that that's what was appropriate with all the lumdis and this and whatever, you know, all the sugyas that we find in Shas that talk about it, that this is what I have to do. No, maybe it's a shegi kemezid, yodan shegi kemezid. Is that why the Shechina was nistalik? Oi, she has another possibility why the Shechina was nistalik, why the Shechina left her. Shema al shekarosiv kelev. Maybe it's because I called the Hashverosh a kelev. Shenemar, Hatzilo mecherev nafshi mikelev yichidosi. Save me from this kelev yichidosi. So memela, maybe that was the reason. So what does she do? Chozro okoro arye. She then goes, she retracts, so to speak, and she calls him arye, hoshienu mipi arye. Save me from this lion. That was, I guess, much more complimentary. The lion is the, how do you call it, the king of the animals. So that, well, that's more appropriate for a king than was to call him a caliph. So I just thought, if you think about this for a moment, it's very interesting. Here you have a matzav of Klal Yisrael in a danger of annihilation. Haman's gzeira, signed and sealed by Achashverosh, or sealed with Achashverosh's seal that he gave to Haman. And Chazal say the Moshel, you know, when he came to Achashverosh, he was ready to pay him a lot of money. So he says, I have this problem, I want to get rid of these people. And Achashverosh told him, you know, you could do it for nothing. And Chazal give him Moshel, it's like somebody comes to his neighbor and says, you know, I need dirt to build something in my yard. He says, oh, that's great, because I need a hole in my yard. So you take the dirt, I'll have the hole, you take the dirt, we don't have to pay me. It's a mutual deal. Achashverosh's attitude was like that. Here, take them, you don't have to pay me for it, get rid of them. I realize this is a problem. Achashverosh was the cause of the whole thing with the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdosh, and he invited the Jews and the whole business. And so this is what's going on. It's a terrible matzav. Achashverosh is a terrible person. She has to go to him. She is nervous. I mean, she's concerned. She's going now, number one, to engage in something which was the antithesis of her tzidkis and her greatness and her desire. And I mean, what she had to go to Achashverosh, and the worst of the worst. And the whole Klal Yisrael depends on it. And she's in such a matzav. And at that moment, when she most needs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be with her, she needs that Siyata Dishmaya, she doesn't feel it. I guess she was like on the darga of a Novi Echreis, whatever, and she, the Shechina is not with me. I feel a histalkus HaShechina. I feel rochek yeshuosi, divrei sha'agosi. It's not happening. The Shechina is not with me. Imagine Esther in such a matzav. So I understand maybe that she says, what could it be? Why? What did we do wrong? Why is the Shechina at the most critical time when so much is dependent on it? Leaving me. So she thinks, Shege kemezid, maybe we made a wrong decision. Maybe Oynes Kerotzoy. Maybe Chveis Hashem has his cheshbonos for his tzaddikim. Maybe there's something else. But then she says, she doesn't, maybe that's not the reason. She has another possible reason of the to compete, equal, so to speak, you know, an equal suffix with maybe that Hashem is being done here, the terrible act that she's about to perform, be'oines, as if it was berotzein, and Mimela she's guilty, and that's why the Shechina is nistalik. So she says, no, I called Achashverosh a caliph. Oh, Yivalt, Achashverosh, the cause of everything, the perpetrator of what Haman is able to do only with the stamp of Achashverosh. And she's in such a matzav. She's so broken. The Shechina is not with her. She's going in to do the ugliest thing that she could never have imagined in her life. And there's so much at stake. And she's so broken by the matzav, by the tzar, and by the tzar that the Shechina left her. And what did she do? She called Achashverosh a caliph. You know, I don't know if it's a famous story, but there's a story. You know, someone was teaching in one of the Slabodka, maybe in Or Yisroel, or one of the divisions of the Slabodka Yeshiva. And his Talmud called him a behema. So he brought him to the altar to chastise him. So unfortunately, I never heard what the altar told him. But I heard the first sentence, but I didn't hear after that. But so the altar said, "Hayitochen?" He says, "He called the Rebbe a behema." So he says, "Nu." He says, "What was I over? Only one halach in Shulchan Aruch, Koirei Rabbi Bishmoy." Okay, anyway, so that's Purim Torah. Anyway, what? She called Achashverosh a caliph. And she's declaring that maybe at a time like this, when she so needs the Shechina, and she's so broken in what she has to do, and the stakes that are at stake because of this, at that moment, she lost herself. No, she, instead of calling him Aryeh, she called him Kelev. She didn't call it to his face either. She's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows he's a Kelev. It's not bin Malbin Pnei Chaveiroi Chaveiroi. It's not. She says, save me, mi Kelev Yechidosi. No, that could have been the tefiyah that at the moment of such need, that the Shekhinah could be nistalik, which I imagine she was concerned that would have, it could, it did, it would have had negative ramifications on Klal Yisrael had she not continued to be mischanin and to, you know, had to do tshuva, and she immediately switched it, she was misakin it. But this is the seriousness of, can't even call her Ben Odom Chaveiroi. He's certainly not Chaveiroi, maybe not even Ben Odom, but or she was the Ben Odom, but person has to be careful with what comes out of his mouth. Ad kidei kach. Shteitzach, that was for Esther on her level, but the message is universal. Why, how is this particular idea relevant at this point? Well, in case you haven't guessed, we might find ourselves, or some might find themselves, in a matzav similar to Esther. They're going to do a very big mitzvah. And there's a, you know, concern about the tiktuk hadin and the kiyum of the mitzvah, the benefits, the I don't know what benefits, but anyway, that might come out of this mitzvah. And when we do this mitzvah, sometimes what this particular mitzvah does is to compromise our control of our mouth. In fact, to tell you the truth, and maybe this will be an incentive for some people to be careful about drinking, I used to look forward to Purim. Before Hatzolah had so many calls on Purim, maybe even before Hatzolah existed, but because I would find out information which I could never find out any other way a whole year. Nichnas Yayin Yotzosoid, and ooh, the things that used to come out. And it was very interesting, sometimes beneficial, sometimes incriminating, but always interesting. So be careful about that. And I'm not the only guy that's listening, you know. But there's something else here too. We put ourselves in a matzav where we can't be sure. People definitely do damage. Not to mention what the Mishnah Berurah clearly states, that if anyone were to come to miss a brocha, an asher yotza, a bir nefoshes, a brocha rishoyna, certainly a mayriv, or anything. Not to mention bein odom chaveiroi, there's no justification. And here we have a situation where there was so much justification. Not Adlo Yoda, we want to be machmer more than the Mishnah Berurah, who says just drink a little more than usual. That may be a lot for some people, but drink a little more than usual, and then if you fall asleep a little bit, or you get a little groggy, and this, and you'll be mekayim Adlo Yoda, and the chofetz tehelig, and chofetz chayim, who was so medactic, and who mipihu onu chayim, and in every halacha we're medactic, kechut asayra, the Mishnah Berurah, we get shaylis every day, he brings to dais, which one, do you follow the first one, do you follow the last one, you know, all of a sudden, comes one mitzvah, we got to be more machmer than the Chofetz Chaim. So, you know, okay, Avol HaMaisa, with all that, and with the circumstances that it creates, with all the justification that Esther had, not Shaykh, and yet, she was taken to task, because one word, which was true, I mean, again, I don't know, but, you know, how do you call it, figuratively true, appropriate, I think it was an understatement of what Achashverosh was doing. But it wasn't appropriate for Esther. She shouldn't have spoke that way. She misspoke. And because of that, the Shekhinah is nistalik. Rabbi Sai, we want the Shekhinah to be with us. Without the Shekhinah, we don't have anything in this world. We need Hashem's Hashgocha. We need Hashem's protection. We need Hashem's protection. Poshet on Purim to protect everyone. Rachmona Litzlan, just this somebody, one of our friends, who was there Bishas Maisa, just a month and a half ago maybe. There was a good person, nice, wonderful guy, they say, who drank on a Friday night. And Matzoy Shabbos, they had to take away the body. Maybe they took it away before, I don't know, but the Levaya was on Sunday. Choked, got up, but didn't take care of himself, whatever. It happens. Ask any Hatzolah person, they'll tell you Purim is gefährlich what goes on. So, if recognizing the Tviya on Esther, Mikelev Yechidosi, with so much justification, if that doesn't help us or scare us to think, I got to be careful about losing control, I got to be careful about putting myself in a matzav. Esther was in that matzav. She was forced into that matzav. She was supposed to be in that matzav. You know, maybe there was a toast, shege ke oineg, shege ke mezir, and oines ke rotzin, but and she used the word which was so appropriate, but yet, the Shechina is nistalik. We have to be careful. We want the Shechina to be with us. We want the Ashgocha to be with us. We want a Shmira Me'ula on us and all of Klal Yisrael as we go through this Purim. It's 2 days in Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, it's Friday, so it's a little bit less in Yerushalayim because of Shabbos. But Hashem should help. There shouldn't be any sakona that people should. If they have to drink, they should drink responsibly. They should be aware that as far as the halacha is concerned, drinking has to do with the suda. It's not at night. The drinking, even it says to be marib a little bit besuda at night, doesn't say anything about drinking there. And many people who drink, I mean, how many times at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, running around, oh, could you read the Megillah for me? Could you read the Megillah for me? There's no justification for that. It wasn't that the guy just slept late. You know, so that's one. Wine is much safer to drink than is hard liquor. Drinking at the Suda is a lot safer than when you're not eating. Should be really with a clear measurement before, not just without a cheshbon, because when it's without a cheshbon, every drink makes us less capable of making cheshbonis. So before you know it, it's just it's completely out of control. If it's here, the suda's here, hopefully a little bit, we'll have some kind of a handle on things. Let's stick to the Mishnah Brura. We're so medactic in the Mishnah Brura, and every Nakuda brings this day and that day. Is this the halacha? Is that the halacha? The first one, he says very clearly, there's a shear, and the shear is to drink a little more than usual. And again, I think he was talking for people who don't drink too much, usually, but anyway. And one more thing, and this is just a situation that we have to, for the health benefits of everyone else. For some reason, I don't know where it comes from, but people think that since there's some kind of an inyan to drink on Purim, there's also an inyan to smoke on Purim. Don't have no idea where that came from, but I know where I would like to see it go. I'd really like to see it go far away, but it must not be in this building or any place close to it. That's not fair. Let's push it inside. It's not fair to expose someone. You may be exposing a reformed smoker who once again, and I've heard this, all of a sudden he's now reconnected with the pleasure of his youth, and it becomes difficult for him. And it's not healthy for anybody. And as a representative of the ownership, you know, the Gabbait Stoker here, I have a right to say that nobody, under any circumstances, should be permitted to smoke in the building or around it, close to it, the front, the porches, the front, in any way, at any time, even including Purim. Please, Rabbi Yisai, for your sake, for your parents' sake, for your spouse's sake, for your children's sake, for Klal Yisrael's sake, let's be only moderately religious when it comes to Purim and do the din, not to be machmir so much.